The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hi, everybody, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Ray Romano, because we're going to talk about married life. And I thought that it would be fun if I was Ray Romano for a while.
This is My Brother, Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. Travis, you've been married for almost exactly 1 week now.
Yeah, a little over a week, actually.
Just a touch over a week.
Helen? Is that his wife's name?
Helen, it's me, Ray.
Helen.
Spelled H-O-W-A-N.
Ray.
Hi, Helen.
Ray Romano. I got kicked out of the house again, Ray.
This is my brother, the Terminator. He causes a lot of
problems. I ate all the peanut butter, Ray.
Can I say my name is actually Griffin McElroy? Because I'm worried about my brand. If I go a week without saying my actual name on the air, then people will forget who I am. People might think that I am actually Ray Romano, and that would be terrible for my brand.
How's married life treating you? How's it going?
You know, it's nice to eternally share my life with someone.
Well, yeah, it's been a fucking week. Why don't you hold back on that eternally shit?
Yeah, get to 7 years, man. Okay. Then you're a little bit closer to eternity.
You know, in this day and age, not a lot of couples make it that 1 week stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it, like 50%? We goof. I think there was a Kardashian who actually didn't even cut it. I don't think they cut it.
It was actually a Kardashian. I believe it was one of the female Kardashians.
It's the Kardashian was the dad of the family. They split up, mm-hmm. too. They were married for a grip, though. They were married for like 35 years. Did you guys want some goss? I know
some,
you come to me for all
some
your,
Ryan Gosling?
No.
Some goss?
No, some hot sip. There's really no good way to abbreviate that word. But yeah, they're Splitsville. I saw Chris. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. the lady or the dude.
It's the lady. Bruce is the dude.
I saw Chris at the Country's Best Yogurt, and I saw Bruce across the street at a Cold Stone. And it's like, I know that you guys are in the mood for a flavored treat. And that's when I knew that things weren't going to last. It's because they wanted an icy flavored treat, and they couldn't get it together on whether they wanted the Country's Best Yogurt or Cold Stone Creamery. I get it, because Cold Stone Creamery, you have a lot more options. But come on, it's called the Country's Best Yogurt.
Real quick, Griffin, are you saying Cold Stone Creamy?
Cold Stone Creamers.
Listen, if you want a taste treat, you go to Cold Stone Steve Austin. Everyone knows that.
Cold Stone Creamy was my favorite blaxploitation character.
He's so bad.
I'm just
Cold Stone Creamy.
If we can't count on Chris and Kardashian to fucking keep it, Kardashian's my favorite Pokemon. Are we going to make it through a sentence without talking about how good the new Pokemon game is?
I can't have anything to add to that conversation. I saw a lot of kids in line in cosplay.
As Kardashians?
No, they're...
That would be a baller move to roll to Comic-Con dressed as your favorite Kardashian.
It was actually an amazing confluence because we're having Supasacon, which is the anime convention for Huntington, on the same weekend as the Pokemon
launch.
Oh,
my God. I didn't think I knew that. Is it... Huntington has an anime convention? Is it in the same building that they have the hunting and fishing convention?
Yeah, the same one. Of course.
Is it on the same day? Because that could be a movie right there. Awkward.
No. We have the anime convention and the Pokemon launch in one night, and you should have seen the downtown GameStop. It was like that rave scene from The Matrix, except if everybody smelled like cabbage and had a sword. There was a lot of swords.
And also, to go around. And also, nobody probably went home and fucked after that. Or maybe everyone did.
Maybe
everyone did.
I think that if you're a dude in that situation, you're hanging out at the Huntington GameStop downtown during the anime convention, you look around and go, if not here, then when?
If not now, then why? I want to get into the
If
advice.
Not who, then the Incredible Hulk. That's right. I see you, Hulk hands. Come on. Them shits opposable? Let's do this shit.
Wrap them meaty paws around my meat.
I'm gonna tear you out the rest of them clothes.
I can think of good things to eat for breakfast and dinner, but when it comes to lunch, I always get stuck on sandwiches. I'm too poor for those frozen meals that you just microwave. Any good ideas for lunch? That's from Bored of Bread and Meat.
So you want something better than a sandwich that's cheaper than a banquet meal?
Can't be done.
Trash?
Yeah, I guess just garbage. Well, hold on, Travis. I don't think that meets the first criteria.
Oh. Yeah. Trash sandwich?
No? Well, that's still a sandwich. Man. You know what? I think that... Let me tell you about middle school Griffin. Can I tell you both about middle school Griffin?
Take me through the time tunnel.
Let's hop in the time vortex. Whoa! I'm drowning. And middle
time jetsam.
Middle school Griffin. When he started packing his lunch, when mommy and daddy taught him how, he was psyched about the idea, and he would wake up, you know, 45 minutes earlier than usual to, you know, bake his own artisanal sourdough. And cut off a little crostini that he would bake and season and then sprinkle into his chef's salad that he would take with him, perfectly preserved in the freezer he had embedded into his locker. About 3 weeks after that, my lunch routine was a can of Kmart brand Mountain Dew, sometimes a bag of chips, and our mom would buy those sandwich bags that didn't zip, so that was always fun to keep chips in.
Basically, I know the one you're talking about, where you had to do some sort of origami fold to get your chips to stay put.
Yeah.
And then just hope.
It was more of a suggestion of a container. Like, hey, Chips, why don't you stay... No, Chips, why don't you stay right?
I wish we'd been more vocal in our younger years, because we really should have demanded better.
We deserved
it. I appreciate the need to cut corners.
We deserve zippers.
That's a corner too far.
Except they didn't cut the corners off our sandwiches. And also, the third element, the third heat that I brought, because you know how they say every meal has to have three parts of the pyramid in it, was a Little Debbie. And it was typically that... it had the crispy rice, and it was puck shaped, and it had some caramel up in it.
Star Crunch.
Star Crunch, a shit bag of chips, and a Kmart brand Mountain Dew. And some days I would just like not even. I would just open that bag, and I would get so depressed about my 12-year-old lot in life that I would just say fuck it. But I guess
skip the entree.
My point is just skip the meal. I don't think human beings are meant for lunch. I think just light snacking throughout the day is. This is what you're supposed to do.
I'm into that, Griffin. I think that if you, man, we don't need as much as we eat. Now, I don't always keep to this rule, but I've been trying to. And I've been doing this thing where I fast 2 days a week, so I eat like 600
calories. Talk about this on the show, because it sounds like fucking Nate Silver witchcraft. It doesn't sound like...
No, it's called the 5-2 diet. And basically what you're doing is your game. You eat normally most of the time, and then 2 days a week... You have 600 calories if you're a dude, 500 calories if you're a lady.
For the whole motherfucking day.
Yeah.
That's like one glass of water.
Yeah, basically one glass of water. Now, here's the thing. What it is, basically, what you got is body confusion. Your body never knows when its next meal is coming, so it's just constantly burning fat out of terror.
I've heard of muscle confusion, but you're talking about getting deep into the entire fucking ecosystem of your guts.
Now, Justin, have you ever woken up and found that your body was so confused that in your sleep it was scrawling notes to you that just said, like, need food.
Ham. I've carved the word ham into my own forearm using my teeth.
No, but what I have learned is that, man, if you don't eat, that next meal tastes really good. I believe it was Rene Descartes that said there's no greater sauce than hunger.
Yeah, his veil of ham ignorance, I think, is the philosophical principle that was built upon.
If you skip lunch, what you're saying is I'm ready for a lifetime of delicious dinner.
So when I've actually been thinking about this a lot when Rachel and I start churning out Lowlands, I'm not going to introduce them to ham. Their entire life, I'm not going to introduce them to ham. And then on my deathbed... on my deathbed, I will pull out a fucking Cam's ham, honey roasted. None of that pineapple shit. I'm talking bare necessities. I'm gonna pull it out from under the bedcloth and say, "I've seen this your whole life."
Do you imagine, Griffin, there will be a lot of problems with this plan? Like when your kids are like, "We're gonna go spend Easter over at our friend Sammy's house."
No,
like,
you no, can't. You can't. You can't. No. I've got this bitch. I've been curing since I was 27 years old. Look at the striations on this motherfucker. This shit's gonna fall apart in your mouth. Beep. Thank you for this gift, Daddy.
But forever, I don't understand pretty much anything you're saying right now, but I do know that you're going to create an inextricable link between the flavor of ham and the death of their dad.
Mm-hmm.
So forever, every time the sweet taste of ham comes to their lips, they'll be like, oh, this is pretty good. This tastes like my dad dying.
No, no. It's
getting worse. What if they're like, you know, one of those people that just doesn't like the taste of ham and you die and then they take the bite and like, oh, this is like shit.
No, they're going to feel, guilted into liking the taste of ham. If I've made it my life's goal to force feed them ham on my deathbed, yeah, I think they're going to like it. And by the way, Justin, I'm going to live a full and happy life. And when they eat ham, they're going to remember me fondly with a smile. They're going to eat.
They won't regret his death. They will celebrate his life and also ham.
This tastes like the good times. Mm.
Ham what's on this, for the good
what's
times.
What's on the sandwich? Mm. Oh. Mm.
This tastes like the time that Dad took me to the lake. We went fishing. Mm. I remember him for what he was, not for what he wasn't. I don't like ham. Hey. I don't know how we got on ham. I don't like ham.
Yeah.
I'm not into ham.
Well, that's because...
They got ham council.
Sorry, Big Ham. Sorry, John Ham. Don't mean to let you down.
Corporate ham, I am sick of your propaganda bullshit.
I hate to keep putting our parents on blast, but I feel like most of the hams we ate as kids had like pineapple on them. And that's the that's arguably, sorry Hawaii, but that's the worst possible way to eat ham or meat.
I disagree, Griffin, because I remember very distinctly getting mini Cam's ham thanks to Dad's Christmas giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people would take home a $5,000 bonus. Take home this giant rump.
Because it was all based on what popcorn tin you picked.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
The stupidest. That was a crazy anyway, thing.
I got a big screen TV that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a ham like 6 years running.
So the girl I like is into rap. I don't like rap very much, and I'm not very into current music, but I told her I love rap. What do I do? Thanks if you answer this question. I absolutely love your show. Brental Floss sent me to you. Gmail.
You're going to have to fake your own death.
Yeah, I mean, that's a You're lot in too easier deep. Than...
Hopefully, oh my God. Fake your own death, but make it the result of a rap feud.
Yes.
Try to set up a situation.
Did you hear about Jimmy? No, what? He got shot by Macklemore.
Macklemore brought Jimmy down.
Yeah, Macklemore had a lot
of
beef, I guess.
Is there a worse rap tycoon that you could be brought down by in today's age? Will Smith
he got shot by Will I Am.
Will Smith shot me to death. I didn't think he had it in him. I said After Earth was just okay, and he shot me to death.
I got killed by Ja Rule.
To be fair, you guys, if you're delivering the news in person, you're really bad at faking your own death. Yeah, I got shot by Will Smith. I'm dead now.
You gotta put white face powder and a sheet and some spooky lighting on. Obviously.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, my bad. Avenge me.
Why did you get yourself into this old dickament in the first place?
Hey, everybody, learn from this dude's mistake, and then we'll fail to help him. But first, learn from his mistake. And if the girl says, or a dude says, or anyone says, hey, yeah, I'm really into rap, go, oh, you know, I'm not a huge fan. I prefer such and such.
No.
Cool. You got to drill down into, okay, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to drill down into a specific area of rap music. I would go classic.
Yeah, nice. That's good. It's digestible. Also, it's way, way better than anything, except for Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is, damn, that's a good one. What's that Frank Ocean one from last year? Damn, that's a good one, too.
Check out Tech N9ne, Kansas City's premier rapper.
God damn.
Well, that was like a decade ago. I don't think he's their premier rapper anymore.
There's actually some dope shit actually going on right now in the rap scene.
Yeah, Deltron.
Deltron.
He just dropped his new one.
Fucking Doomtree.
Okay.
Fucking Macklemore.
So here's the thing. This is because I like the rap music.
No, you don't. I mean, yeah, you do in the same level that we all do, but I wouldn't say that you're an aficionado.
Oh God, no, not at all. I would not argue that at all. But I'm a fan. I enjoy it. My statement is, I feel like it's probably the same as like if you try to talk to someone who's like super into indie music, and you're like, yeah, I listen to the Decemberists. Like they're gonna laugh in your face.
Yeah, that's right? Like Justin. Yeah, that's like Justin. That's the Justin McElroy dilemma, or Justin, when he makes fun of hipsters, he talks about Arcade Fire, and it's like they want a fucking Grammy. Like that ain't deep.
So I feel like you couldn't say like, yeah, I'm really into rap music. I love Jay-Z and Kanye West.
I loved when that old lady rapped on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, right.
who should this person get into though? I feel like he's got to drill down.
And I say it's the same thing with hipsters. You make up a name.
Oh,
yeah, and then say like, well, it's just this little, it's this little known dude. He operates out of San Francisco. You probably haven't heard of him.
You know Stone Cold Creamy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if you liked 2 Chainz, you'll love 3 Chainz.
You can pretend that your parents only bought you off-brand rap CDs growing up. They only bought generic.
I prefer Run DMD. Have you heard Run D&D?
Have you heard it's this Will Smith's seminal album, Big Billy Style? Hey, 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 hey.
You guys into Naughty by Nurture?
You know, there's actually a big debate in the psychology community about Naughty by Nurture versus Naughty by Nature.
Do you guys do you guys like KVP? It was TLC's side project.
You gotta go classic. Learn like 5 of the most seminal rap.
But that's
albums.
The thing. He fucked himself. He said, "Oh yeah, I like rap." That doesn't mean I can do the entirety of some LL Cool J song. It means.
But the options are, he has 3 options. 1, he backpedals and tells the truth. Well, that's out. 2, he learns all. He becomes familiar with all of rap music. That's out. The only option really is that he refine his prior statement that, oh, I like rap, but I should have clarified I only like rap made before 1989.
Okay, so you learn all of Rapper's Delight, and you say I love Sugar Hill Gang, and then you're in the car with her 2 years down the road, you're fucking married, and Apache comes on, she's like, here it comes, and you're like, hey Steve, do the thing, hey hey, and she's like, do the trademark dance, and you start like doing the fucking Super Bowl shuffle, and she's like, that's not right, who did I marry? Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, please. Yep.
This Yahoo was sent in by Paul. Thanks, Paul. It's by Yahoo Answers user ? A ghost user, who asks, why does my dad think I need a bedtime? So I'm 13, and my dad still makes me go to bed at 10:30 on the weekends. If you think this is unnormal, that I guess everyone is, because all my friends don't have a bedtime. And Don say, oh, your dad is right, you're only 13, because you know that's bullshit.
I'm sorry, is it Dong's say?
And Don say, oh, your dad is right, you're only 13, because you know that's some bullshit. Don't feed ? A fucking line.
Oh, don't say.
Don't speak.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was calling people dongs that said, well, you know why. Hey, you dong.
We all
That's bullshit.
When did you cast off the shackles of your bedtime? Because I really think I had one through high school.
I remember mom and dad realizing that I was staying up so I could watch Walt Disney, so I could watch Black and White Zorro, and they went, we've lost that one.
Yeah.
Just let him stay up.
Yeah, it's not like if he doesn't come home till 11 one night, he's getting some pussy somewhere.
Yeah, he just wants to watch Walt Disney. He wants to watch the Making of Tomorrowland documentary. Just let him go.
The Making of Tomorrowland? That's what you were saying?
Well, it was about the building of it, but it was narrated by Walt Disney, and it was fascinating.
I would crush that. I would watch that so hard. Do you know how, I'm 32 years old, do you know how much I would love it if I had an adult in my life that would tell me to go to sleep?
That's the whole reason I got married, so that Teresa will look over me and go, hey, it's bedtime. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Oh, what a relief.
I was just keeping my eyes open until you said something.
I think we all have an adult inside of us that, whoops. I think we all
Griffin,
have.
Griffin, do you need to talk about something?
I have an adult inside of me that at 10:30, he goes, hey, bud, lights out. And I think it's just, I guess maybe my heart, out of my heart at around 10:30 is like, a chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Time to go to bed, Mr. Man. No Walt Disney for you tonight.
You can TiVo that episode of Zorro you've been meaning to catch.
I actually have 2 internal parents. Mm-hmm. I have one that comes by at 11 mm-hmm. and says, hey, it's time for bed. But if I pitch a fit and I stay up later, I have a much more stern parent that shows up at 2 on the weekends and says, hey, hey, Mr. Man, Mr. thinks he's such a hot shot because he's 32 years old. You will get in the bed right this second.
I've got two parents as well. One that says go to bed at 10:30, and one that the next morning, when I decide to stay up till 2, the next morning just sits there with his arms crossed, going, "So, we thought we'd stay up till 2, did we? And here it is, 7:30, awake as always."
See, my second.
How do we feel?
My second parent, if I make it to like 11:15 p.m. and my brain isn't completely in a state of total shutdown, then my parent at 7 a.m. beats the shit out of me with an extension cord.
Travis was pretty I think Travis was more than I ever remember. When Travis was like in high school, that fool would sleep late.
Yeah.
You would sleep till like 11 or 12 or 1 or 2. You would just keep on going with it.
In college, I used to schedule my classes to only be like afternoon classes, and I'd just sleep till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And like that, the very concept of that baffles me now. Every day, every goddamn day now, I am up at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, I would go to 2, to like 2 was my usual bedtime in college. That's insane. That's like a different human that was in my body.
I look at that now and go, what were you doing?
Why do we have so many people just coming in and out of us through our revolving doors?
That's what life is like. Life is like it's like being James Bond. Mm. You have different actors playing you throughout your history.
The seven stages of man, Griffin. In the morning, he has 4 legs. Wait.
Hold on.
Yeah, and then he's got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them's waving.
My wife and I both love dressing up for Halloween, but we have one problem this year. None of our friends are throwing a party, and our apartment is too small to host one. We have no kids to dress up with or take trick-or-treating. How can we celebrate without being two costume loners in our living room, mainlining Downton Abbey? What? That's from Not So Scary in Salt Lake City.
Don't need kids to go trick-or-treating.
You don't need trick-or-treating to have fun. You specifically need to just chill and watch Downton Abbey.
You've been given a pass. Here's what I'm going to hit you with. The Halloween block party in Salt Lake City. Okay, 6 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Got a costume contest. I'm reading their Facebook page right now. Got a costume contest. Got a DJ. I have just noticed that it was in 2009. But wait. Hold the phone. Wait.
It's still going.
It's amazing.
The Dowager Countess is going to be there. There's that really cuddly looking Labrador. There's a... Oh, no, wait. That's Downton Abbey. You should do that thing because it sounds way better.
Jonathan Rhys-Davies is going to be there. And also that kid who played Short Round in... Oh, no, sorry. That's the Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. October 26th, 7:30 p.m., head on down to the Maverick Center, and you're going to catch the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis Halloween 2013. Yes, there's your event. Go dressed up as Macklemore. Did you know that during Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Halloween shows, they change all their lyrics to be spookier? This is true. This is the moment. They actually, at the end, they sing, "And vampires can't hold us. This is the night." It's super spooky.
Mm-hmm. When I was 9, I thought that I was a skeleton. And can we have money?
Yeah, I can get you some money. I had a terrible thing happen to me this week where we recorded Saturday Night Live, but because of... a sporting event, it didn't start till a half hour later. My DVR didn't know that. So I got half hour of sport and then only the first hour of SNL, and they put the really bizarre stuff at the end always, or the stuff that they know isn't going to work but they have to fill time.
Sometimes it does.
And I love that stuff. So guess I didn't panic though. You know why? Because I got Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you know, you can stream everything in HD for a great viewing experience. TV on the go on your smartphone or tablet. And you can watch shows when you miss them, which I do. That's the whole reason I have a subscription, is so I can, A, mainline a bunch of shows. Like, I've been mainlining America's Next Top Model, Boys in the House.
Jesus, 2.0.
It is still popping off.
I can't. Every week, the guy I think is going to go home doesn't go home. He is clutching it. He's clutching it. He's not letting go.
You can check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Awesome, starring SNL Seth Meyers, and Moon Boy, starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids. I got movies if you want that. And it's only $8 a month. Stream as much
as you
want.
That's the thing. Is like, I've got a fucking busy schedule, but for $8 a month, that's worth like a solid weekend veg out of just like nothing but Hulu Plus.
And the
$8, like that's like half a movie ticket.
Great news is we got a special deal for you. HuluPlus.com/mybrother. Get on over there, and you're going to get an extended free trial. How can you beat that?
You can't.
The answer? You can't.
I can tell you how to beat.
So stop trying.
I can tell you how to beat this, though, and I'm pointing my dick.
What? Griffin, you're going to beat your dick, but you can't do that. You don't have anything in your home to beat your dick with.
I have hundreds of things, but continue. I have so many. I have like 4 avocados in the kitchen. What the fuck are you talking about?
If you're going to beat your dick...
Did you hear about Griffin's cockamole? It's delicious.
I'm dead.
If you're going to beat your dick, turn to the professionals at extremerestraints.com. They have everything you need to fuck so good. You want a flicker whip? You want to put pictures of your whip up for everybody to look at? Put them on Flickr. But if you want a flicker whip... That's a braided whip that will make them stand at attention. 27.5 inches, braided nylon tassel at the tip, handle covered in rubber, and you're going to feel a powerful sting.
Do they have
with the impact?
Do they have
whip.
Tumblr lube?
no. They do have Clitter Twitter, which is
interesting.
Not a,
Do they have LiveJournal? But hold on. Do they have LiveJournal? Sex.
7 inches long. Put it in your urethra. It will shock you. This is not a torture. This is sexual pleasure. And it's the electrical urethral sound for just $59.95.
I have a pretty deep urethra.
Deal.
I have a urethra that goes like really far in there. So 7 inches sounds just about right.
If any of this sounds good to you, and I'm sure it does, go to extrememachines.com, use the coupon code SEXABUNGA, and you're going to save 20%. I mean,
and here's
there,
the beauty. Even if none of that sounds good to you, they have such a selection. You're going to find something. God, they're just the best. I've missed them so much.
I got a message for Pete. It's from Colin and Nate. Colin and Nate say, happy birthday from your two brothers on your favorite show about brothers. Thanks for introducing us to all the Maximum Fun podcast and getting us addicted to that sweet, sweet drug of chuckles. We hope you have a great birthday, but no matter what the McElroys tell you, don't kiss your dad square on the lips. That would be weird.
Travis kissed our dad square on the lips.
Daddy kissed me on the lips during our wedding. During my wedding. Not my daddy's wedding.
That's not, we say that every week, but that's not something we do. And then dad was like, what's up?
He did it.
What's
I tried
up?
To stop.
Special moment. Travis tried to turn away. It looks like he got half mouth.
I swear to God, he just got mustache.
I was riding shotgun on that love triangle.
He grazed mustache. There was no lip-to-lip contact.
You literally were pushing him off of you.
Yeah.
Trav, who's the other message for?
The other message is for Steven Ellison. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, do the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, it's from Ash.
It wasn't the beginning of a fucking great conversation between the two of us.
I felt this
was an interview.
Just
two brothers rapping about who the messages are from.
The message is from Ash Stokes, and Ash says, Steven celebrates his 23rd name day on October 8th. You're no friend of mine, but congratulations on becoming a man grown all the same. Now, if only you weren't dumber than 10 butts.
Come on now, don't use our show.
It's nice
negativity.
We can bring the friends together.
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed a trend. I think it's just the, sort of the nature, it's sort of the fact that everything in the world is getting coated in mood slime, but I think that our messages have gotten pretty nasty lately. I'd like to see some positivity.
Next week, I would like... Well, no, not next week, because I'll be in Scotland. But I would like to see some various messages that were just like, hey, it's not your birthday. It's not an anniversary. I just want to say I love you.
Do you remember that one that was like, happy birthday, Steve. Also, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Like, can we not give Steve a break?
Poor Steve. This day of all days?
On
Steve Day?
To be fair, you did miss Steve Day by like... 5 or 6 days.
Yeah. So now who's the fucking asshole?
This is getting heated now. Now we're getting the mood slime on us by contact.
I'm already fucking... I'm the Shoggoth of mood slime already. I'm fucking coated in that shit. Everything's so shitty, guys.
Do we have any... I actually like the mood slime. It cleans my pores.
Do we have Farm Wisdom? We don't even have Farm Wisdom.
Well, that's because Farm Wisdom is a government program.
I can't fucking believe...
Farm subsidy wisdom. Farm subsidy wisdom.
I hate to hold the baby over the cliff. I hate to put the tiger on the table and yell at it, but if the government shutdown isn't fixed by next week, we're going to cancel the show. Whoa. That's what it's going to take. We got to...
And you know what? Even if they do fix it, I'm canceling the show anyway just to show them what they've done. Write your senators and congressmen right now and say, I want to see a letter. I want someone to send me a letter that they get from their senator or congressman that references the fact that they're sorry that they didn't get their my brother and me. Tell them we're a government program and we got shut down.
Can we organize a Million Mom March? How hard is it? How hard is one of those to throw together?
How many moms do we know?
I know like 8. How many do you guys know?
I could probably pull in like 6.
Nobody. 14. Nobody has babies. I know moms. I know a lot of homebrewers.
How about puppy moms? If you're a mom, send a letter to your congressman.
I think that our cause is the kind of cause that we could really get all those moms fired up about. Because we all have
cause of,
we have.
What's our cause again? Do we have a cause?
I'm just angry.
The government shutdown's not funny anymore, and it's the only intro we have.
It's the only thing that's going on. It's the only thing anyone's talking about. We're definitely going over that fucking fiscal cliff too. Don't even worry about it anymore, guys. It's 4 days away. Don't even worry about it. Just like get excited about it. Just like it's like you're on King's Island ride. And you're going up the hill, and like, just know that it's going to go down the hill, and it's going to be like a fun apocalypse thing.
Just stay behind Warren Buffett, and you'll be safe.
Yeah, go buy some seeds.
My name is Graham Clark.
My name is Dave Shumka. I'm the other guy who hosts Stop Podcasting Yourself.
And I'm the other guy that hosts Stop Podcasting Yourself.
We are from Canada, so we don't know many of your ways. But what we do know is quality podcasting.
And whale blubber.
Yeah. There's 50 different words for podcast in our language.
We would say all 50 of them, but why don't you just listen to our show and you'll get the gist of what we're about.
We bring a guest on. We talk about their lives. We talk about our lives. We talk about things they've overheard.
It's a great time. And you know what? You're not going to regret it.
Stop Podcasting Yourself. Available from MaximumFun.org or on iTunes.
Brr. That's what we say in Canada when we're cold.
At the start of the year, I went on a handful of dates with a girl. We only went on 2, and then we stopped, which I wasn't hugely upset by. We're still friends, and we see each other occasionally. She's now dating my best friend who I live with. They're at our house all the time. They both seem to think it's a lot more awkward than it actually is. When I'm around, they both hide away or sit at opposite sides of the room. They stop talking to each other, and they both look really embarrassed. I don't really care if they're dating, but it seems the two of them think that I care. I've told them I don't really care, but apparently, they seem to think I'm lying or something. I can't exactly pack my bags and move away, so what should I do? That's from Big Time Awkward
Embrace. Way to tie our fucking arms.
Wow.
I had that one cocked and ready and loaded from, like, sentence 2. And you're like...
You do need to move out, though.
Yeah. You gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
You don't have to move away. You do have to move over there, though. Over in that direction. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 blocks down.
Maybe, so kind of like a more natural solution, something that I think might make them more comfortable.
Winter back. Go ahead.
What?
Winter back.
Sorry, winter back. No, when you're in the room with them, maybe instead of just telling them that you're okay with it, maybe start encouraging them, maybe even directing them in some displays of increasingly intimate affection.
Okay.
So you're sitting there on the couch, they're sitting there on the sofa.
Start slow.
And start slow. Just, hey, Daryl, put your hand on her hand, Daryl. Mm-hmm.
Isn't her hand soft, Daryl?
Stephanie, explore his body.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. That's very
Nuzzle
good.
Her.
Now do that one thing we did together that one time.
You remember that thing I did to you so right? Do that to her, Daryl. Oh, what's that? She didn't.
You don't remember? I took you to Shoney's. Take her to Shoney's, Daryl.
Take her to Shoney's, Daryl.
And you said it was the most erotic thing anyone had ever done for you. They got you all those free suckers.
I want you to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies directing Jamie Lee Curtis as she strips. I want that level of uncomfortable.
Only it's a duo team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is gonna be super erotic. I want to see you two get to the concession stand, which is not really first, second, third, or fourth base. It's a little bit before, but really, I mean, all of this is foreplay.
Buy her a lick of maid, Daryl. Buy her a lick of maid.
Daryl, you know those gumballs that look like tiny baseballs? She loves those.
She loves those. Fire
and then start crying. And then start crying so hard. I miss you. I miss you, Steph.
Remember, I used to buy you ice cream helmets.
You so damn much.
I miss you so damn much, Stephanie. Do you guys think it's acceptable for adults to eat Ligamades? This isn't a question. I know I said it like a question that we have. I'm asking you right now. I loved Ligamades, but yeah. I cannot think. I'm just thinking it would look like, I don't know. I feel like it would look like an ogre eating a child's playset or something. Like, I feel like I can't eat Ligamades.
If another adult saw you doing it, they think, oh, that's horrendous. That man has stolen some child's candy.
I feel like I'd look like a Fraggle eating a building the Doozers built. Like, just a very sort of...
I think the better simile is you would look like an ogre eating a Lick-A-Maid. Because you're dipping... that shit's... That's the kind of shit that's okay to eat when you're a kid. It's like, you'd need a vehicle for this straight sugar powder? How about
I would be less upset seeing you just mainlining Coke.
Yeah. No, probably not that. You gotta be careful though, because
I misread it.
There's a lot of very cheap but fake Lick-A-Maid circulating. Mm-hmm. It's that Lick-A-Maid crocodile. You think you're gonna get a flavor treat. Hey everyone, can you stop posting pictures of crocodile on social media? I think I'm overseeing those. I don't think I need
to
see
anymore. You're not gonna be
afraid anymore. I don't think the fear of crocodile has any actual purpose in my life. It's not like I was on the street like, I need some thrifty heroin on the cheap.
Can I throw something out to our question asker?
Yeah.
What about this? It sounds to me like they kind of want you to be a little bit upset about it.
Why would they want that?
No. Because it seems like they're unwilling to accept that you're not. So maybe you could just play into it for a little while. Because I think here's the thing. I think that maybe they have convinced themselves that they feel guilty about it. And they feel like they need to, like, they feel like they need to feel guilty about it.
To get wet.
No.
Like, you don't have to do anything to ingratiate yourself with these two to help them get it, to help them get their Kraft noodles going. I don't think you need to worry so much about that. Because that's definitely what this is, this sex triangle you've just described.
I was saying you could just pretend like it upset you for a little while and then forgive them, and then they would believe you. It had nothing to do with intercourse.
Well, it's all means to an end, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's true. How is their intercourse? Have you asked them?
Probably not. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Probably it hasn't come up.
I have a Yahoo that was sent in by Drew Davenport. Thanks, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Timmy, who asks, am I really in a gang? So I was playing some b-ball, that's short for basketball, with friends. Here's our ages. Me, 12. Friends, 12, 13, 14, 9.
Wait, go back. I just start over. I didn't have my pad and pen.
Okay,
go ahead.
We're dealing with 3 12s, 13, 14, and a 9.
One of them is wearing red shoes.
No.
One of them.
No, one of them can't. The 13.
One of them has a bag of corn. The other has some chickens. Mm-hmm. You only have one boat.
They're playing some b-ball. So they said...
And I'm sorry, and b-ball is short for what now?
B-ball is short for basketball. And so they were playing it. They're teens and tweens. And they say they are in an ICP juggalo gang. Mm-hmm. They supposedly jump me in. Am I really in or what?
I think you may have just gotten beat up.
Did he feel the shiver?
What's the shiver?
You know, when ICP comes over you.
Are you saying that moment when you finally decide to start following
you just
the clown?
It's a fucking...
You get down with the clown and
yeah,
the
when you
spirit.
Accept the clown into your heart.
You're communing with nature, and then, like, it's a beautiful sunshiny day, and then the rain starts falling, and it's cool and refreshing, and you just... You see the face.
Yeah. That's a fucking miracle.
It is a fucking miracle in the sky. And then your friends beat the ever-loving fuck out of you.
That's
every second you think you see Violet J, but it turns out it's just your school's janitor mm-hmm. crying.
I mean, you're in the gang.
We've all been there.
I don't think there's any doubt that you're in a gang now. I think we can.
But actions speak louder than words. I mean, have you been participating in the gang?
Well, I mean, I think this happened. I think they're like literally writing this hurriedly on their phone after they just got the shit, after they just got jumped in. I think.
Oh, not like after a couple meetings and.
No, I think they would. I think they would fucking present that information if like he had to go out and buy all clown clothes. Like, I think
they've made me take the minutes. Is that something that that gang members do?
Yeah,
it just,
that's gonna look great on a college resume, by the way, and under extracurriculars. Secretary for my ICP.
We've done a lot of civic work. We've been cleaning up the neighborhood. We adopted a highway.
Young Lurch, can you review the minutes, please? Basically, Stinky Stan just talked about how his mom was a total bitch, and then we all pounded some Faygo and went home. And thanks. Thank you, little Lurch.
I think you're in the gang is what I'm saying. There's no doubt about it. You're in a gang. You're in a gang. You're a gang member. You're a gang banger, I think is the collective term. The question is your gang a gang or not? You're in a gang.
Oh.
But is the gang true? Is it a true gang?
Now, if you're listening
to the
Does it follow
the true path?
If you listen to the feds.
Oh, they'll bust you for anything.
They'll bust it. Well, they think that they think anybody who's down with the clown is part of a gang.
Yeah.
That's what the FBI says, at least. Now, Violent J said that he was going to, and Shaggy Two Dope said they were going to take the feds to court over this. That hasn't materialized yet. But, you know, they've had a lot of empty promises in the past, so.
You're telling me that Juggalo Nation is, like, a fucking registered, like, FBI, like, if they see someone with a Hatchet Man tattoo, they are public enemy number one.
Correct. They were classified as a violent street gang by the FBI. That's what the FBI said, that anybody down with a clown.
To be fair, that's also true of anyone that likes Dave Matthews Band.
Okay, that's fair.
That guy blew the clarinetist for Dave Matthews Band. Get him. Gotta take him down.
Where'd you get those Birkenstocks? Just let Juggalos be Juggalos.
I mean, it's literally, I think it's all that Juggalo fans have. It's like, and I'm not hating. I've maybe even asked this question before, if we have Juggalo listeners, because I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibilities.
I think that our special brand of comedy, yes, air quotes, would greatly appeal to fans of the Juggalo Nation. If you can get on board with two men in clown makeup, I think that us talking about ghost horses, etc., it would be right up your alley.
And you also have to think that at this point in society, Juggalos have heard it all.
Yeah.
There's nothing we're going to say that they're not going to go, listen, we see why you would feel that way. But let me give you a little bit of literature I think will open your eyes.
Juggalos think our show is a documentary, is what I'm saying. They have seen all of this happen on Drug Bridge. This has all occurred before. They've seen it in prophecy, everything that we've spoken of. Do you guys know if they've revealed the third card of the second deck yet in the Dark Carnival? Do you know? Has anybody heard?
Are you talking about the Stephen King books? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
No. All right, you guys. Okay, so the juggle. Everybody, if you haven't read Nathan Rabin's book, you don't know me, but you don't like me. It's a book that simultaneously chronicles fish fandom and juggalo fandom.
Are fish fans considered dangerous by the FBI?
they're considered highly
dangerously cheap. Mellow.
Dangerously chill.
They are murderers because they're like, hey, listen to this one song. And then you're like, afterwards, you're like, oh, yeah, that was great. Oh, my God, I'm 86 years old. And then you die.
They're like the angels.
I was a young man.
They're weeping angels.
Now I'm an old man. You looked away. You looked away from the groove.
There are
the groove touch.
Don't blink.
You.
Also, don't listen. It's not good. It's not. I bet he's gonna do a G next. Nope. Ah, fuck. 60 years went by. Shit. I was supposed to pick my kids up from soccer practice. They're definitely skeletons.
I hope someone raised and fed my children and picked them up from soccer practice. I hope they weren't wolves. I like fish.
Shut the fuck
up. You shut up. Okay, so I'm going to give you the brief summation of this because I know we don't have much time. The Dark Carnival is the afterlife, right? That's what ICP says. They have...
That sounds terrible. That's like the opposite of what most churches espouse.
Okay, yes, correct. There is... They have basically instead of a Bible, what they have is the Joker's deck, right? So the Joker's cards are in two decks, and each album is a Joker's card in the deck. So the first deck was like the first six albums. I think the last one was Death. And then they came back, and they were like, wait a minute. We didn't allow for enough prophecy. We were honestly underestimating how much prophecy we'd have. We've got a second deck of Joker's cards, and we've only seen two of those so far. Bang, Wham, Boom, and the Mighty Death Pop are the two, the first two cards in the second deck. So we're eagerly awaiting what the third card.
Are we at Justin?
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Are you proud of yourself?
I feel pretty good
about it right now. Are we at Juggalo Church Camp right now? Like, is Justin about to bust out an acoustic guitar and just play three chords?
Okay, so this first beat, ladies and gentlemen,
here's the Juggalo. He'll cut your windpipe.
This first beat on my bracelet represents...
Thank you, ICP Jesus. Anybody feeling moved? Come down. Everybody touch Mike. Everybody touch and cry over Mike. He'll cut your motherfucking heart out. Ooh. It's a beautiful night outside. Anybody feeling moved?
Who wants to stand up and rededicate their life to ICP? Listen,
you're all going to go home tomorrow. You're not going to see that girl you're crushing on again. You can see this freak show at the world famous Carnival of Carnage. Anyone? Anyone? This is my one fucking show a year. Keep juggling, motherfuckers. When you go home, take that message home. Keep on juggling.
Keep on juggling. Never stop. Thank you so much for listening to our program. We hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody tweeting about the show, like Jeslin, Zagrafoss, John Rom, Amanda Waka, Schmoozy, Greg, Aru, Ernesto, Chris Gard, Aru, again, Andrew, Chris Mantle, Evan Weston, Jade Rogers, Luke Foran. Thank you so much for tweeting about our program. When you do that, please use the MBMBM hashtag and try to share a sampler. If you think about it, it's bit.ly/MBMBAM2013.
Also, thanks again to Hulu Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure to check out Hulu Plus if you haven't already. I assume you have. You can check out thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. And don't forget the extended free trial. You can get that by going to HuluPlus.com/mybrother. And then HuluPlus.com. Then the forward slash, that one that kind of like leans.
Which way? Because there's two of those that you just described.
It kind of leans into it.
Okay. Yeah, if I hear you out there, you're like, oh, but I don't watch TV. Just think of it as a $7.99 subscription to ANTM 2.0 Boys in the House. If you don't watch
Boys
it,
worth
it nobody, you're not going to have anything to talk to anyone. A special PSA, we are not going to have an episode next week. Because Travi is leaving.
I might make a greatest hits episode from the second deck.
That's good. People seem to like that. So how long are you going to be in Scotland, Trav?
10 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you should probably whip up one of those juicer.
I do want to say, if you want to get in a good mood, and this is a shameless plug, but I know it's kind of a long shot, but my wife, Sydney, and I, who you may know from the Max Button podcast, Sawbones, we directed a musical. It's Birds of Planet Superman. And you got one last chance to see it this weekend. It's in Huntington, West Virginia, of course, at Huntington High School. And it's Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. So if you can come by, I will personally come give you a huge hug and chill with you. We actually had some folks come up from Philadelphia.
Oh, you're kidding me. People drove down from Philadelphia to see?
Yes. My new best friends, Lori and Hal, drove all the way from Philadelphia, chilled in Huntington, went to Hillbilly Hot Dogs. Had a heck of a time, had a blast on their road trip.
You are offering a guaranteed hang.
This is a full, you come down, we're going to hug, we're going to chat, we'll, I don't know.
You can see my childhood home, you can see where I went to school, you can see where I became me.
Another shameless plug, our childhood home has been for sale for like 2 years. If you want to buy our childhood home and just like live there in Huntington, Justin will hang out.
Build a McElroy Brothers Museum.
Justin will hang out with you every day. Please, please remove this enormous, sickening financial burden from our dad. Please buy this fucking house.
Please buy our childhood
home. Our dad has no money saved because of this fucking money pit.
Can we do a Kickstarter to buy our house?
And then just burn it to the fucking ground.
We'll make it an Airbnb for MBNBA fans that want to come visit.
Simple offer. Go to Huntington. See the sights. Go see Justin's show. buy our fucking house, please. Christ.
Thank you so much for listening.
Great neighborhood.
Also, thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters.
Yes, of course, for our theme song. As it's always. A departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. You can buy it at iTunes, retailers. Don't Spotify it. I've been hearing some bad shit about Spotify and Pandora lately. That
they're haunted.
They're haunted. They're full of ghosts. Every third song you hear on there is a ghost. Anyway, thank you, John Roderick.
Griffin, we got a long layover until our next episode, so I hope you got a great one to take us on a journey.
Yeah, sure. This one was sent in by Ashley Burghardt. Thanks, Ashley. It's by Yahoo Answers user Caitlin, who asks, where can I get some spaghetti in Denver?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Ray Romano.
No, that was terrible. Can I try again?
I'm Emery Romano.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.